have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? Hi, y'all. I'm getting my mic right. Me. How about now? Hi, y'all. Let me try to get the mic going here. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. I have a quick question for my experts in a minute here. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, doing whatever it is you're doing, it doesn't matter. It doesn't look like you're doing what you look like you're doing. It's amazing. You can still be listening to the show, no matter where you are or what you're doing, by calling the listen live. Podcast the show if you're not able to sit there and watch it, but you'd like to be hearing it as it is happening anywhere in the world. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Major, brand new biblical question. And then I want to ask my experts about last week's biblical question. But brand new biblical question. Forgive me for saying, but yet don't forgive me for saying it because it's true. This one is beyond doozy. For those who want and are working on overcoming their misery, those who are working on and want to overcome their misery, do you know that most people around the world, not just in my country, but most people want to live in their hell. Most people want to live in their hell. Isn't that amazing? And they want to keep you in yours so they can try to destroy you so they can get a false thrill of life, feeling like life. They call life death, death life, and life death. So this brand new biblical question, are you a tumbleweed? Are you a tumbleweed? That's cool, isn't it? Are you a tumbleweed? I remember tumbleweeds when we used to get ready to plant the crop, and then we would put the seeds in the ground. Interesting tumbleweed. Are you a tumbleweed? You can, I forgot to mention the number. You can podcast the show, but you can be listening to the show no matter where you are and what you're doing. But you can podcast if you're not able to just sit and watch it. You can podcast the show by, you can listen to the show by going to your iPhone or iPad and calling the number at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And we got a bunch of super chats we got to catch up with. And it is Monday. And though we take all calls, but we take the ladies' calls as they come in every day. But Mondays is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies.
Deep in my
We've
soul,
been lied to for so long.
I want to be home. You've been lied to for so long. So 888-775-3773. I have a couple questions for my experts, and they didn't know that I was going to ask these couple questions. And so to my 4-4 left is Hake. Of the Hake Report, Monday through Friday, and you don't want to miss this show, at 9 a.m., from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Hey, guys.
From 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, and an expert here on the show. And to my 4-4 right, and your left, the American Anchor Baby, at 11 a.m., Monday through Thursday, and then Friday at 12 noon.
Morning.
The American Anchor Baby, who is hiding from DHS right now.
Trump's doing a good job.
Now that the U.S. Supreme Court told Trump, you can do what you want.
That's the last of the Anchor Babies. I'm the last of the Mohicans.
The Anchor Baby's out of here. I don't know where he's going, but he's leaving here. No, he's not going anywhere, I'm playing. And an expert on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Good morning, y'all, again.
Morning, Jesse.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Hold on here. Good morning. Boom. Okay.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lie. That's a shirt that Hate has on today. And you can get it at JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. Couple quick questions. Yesterday when I said, to hell with the world, to hell with your mama, your daddy, your husband, your wife, your brother, your sister, everybody. What did that mean to you, if anything, Hake?
That meant don't worry about it, part among other things. Don't worry about it. Don't be attached to it, people, and stuff. And we have all this false compassion.
Yeah.
What in the world? Don't be pushing that thing.
Oh, that's right. We have this false impression. Yes. Yeah. Compassion. Yes.
Right. And so.
I forgot the cough button.
Right.
Okay. How did you know I was pushing it? You saw me?
No, because I could hear
it.
You talk and it came in.
Oh,
and that sounds horrible.
You're fiddling with the mute button?
Yeah.
Don't be fiddling with the mute button.
I know. Unconscious.
Yeah. So.
What did it mean to you, Anchor Baby?
I knew what you meant.
What?
I knew it was true love, what you were talking about. It sounds like hate to some people, but I knew you meant love. I know that's like what James was saying. It's all this false compassion we have for people, and it's so selfish. It's all ego. It's really, that's what it is, really. It's all ego.
Yeah.
So I know what you meant. I know that when, I don't know, like the way people will hear us and maybe it sounds psycho, but I interact with my people and the world around me. I think that what you're saying helps me interact with the people around me in my life with more love.
It does.
With deeper understanding.
When you understand that, you're going to deal with everybody in a perfect way. When you overcome that, when you understand the hell with the world, let the people go to hell. That's where they want to be anyway. Good point.
Yeah, I have. I've had to ban callers for being. There's something called concern trolling.
Mm-hmm.
That where you act like you're concerned for the person, but really you're. Like there's an ulterior motive to take the person down or whatever.
Really?
Oh, I'm very concerned. You may be. Hurting your show, you may end up in jail, you may end up in court,
right?
And if you have a to H with the world, then you wouldn't be treating somebody like that.
Yeah. Wow.
You would let people be what they be.
Lead them in their hell. You just won't be in there with them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know the depths of the evil nature of human beings. The human nature is pure, wicked, evil. And I didn't know the depths of it until I started to overcome the hell in me. And then you see the hell in others. And you won't judge it, but you'll see it. And it's mind-blowing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
You were saying, you're actually wishing people hell when you're concerned like that for them. You're actually wishing hell upon them.
When you're concerned, like what?
When you're concerned and you want to save them from hell, you think that at least you have good intentions. That's the thing that always gets me about all that.
Right.
But it's actually not. You're actually wishing hell on people.
You're wishing hell and you're keeping them in hell.
That's what it is.
With you, by pretending you're concerned. Amazing. The other question. What kind of human being are you actually? We didn't deal with that. We mentioned it yesterday, but really didn't deal with it. What?
You can put no hate to.
What kind of human being are you actually? What do you say to that biblical question last week? Because we didn't deal. We mentioned it yesterday, but I didn't deal with it.
Right. You sort of did, but not.
What
not
type
directly.
Of human being are you actually? Either one of you.
Sorry, what? Yeah.
What kind of human being? Last week, biblical question. What kind of human being are you actually?
I was trying to think about that one. I mean, I was just trying to be honest, in a sense, with that one, with myself. But even that was an interesting thing. It's like, who am I being honest with? But, you know, it's just someone trying to... That's a terrible answer. It's going to be one of those. Working on myself, Jesse. You know how it goes, you know? I thought some of your audience members had some great answers, you know?
Yeah.
Reminding us of a couple of lessons that were not, you know, because some people were, like, quick to say that they're good. So you had some pretty, your audience is listening.
And so what kind of person are you actually?
I don't know.
Okay. How about you, Ake? Ake.
A messy one.
Meaning what?
Meaning, you know how you say to hell with the world?
Right.
Well, I'm the world that it's to hell with. Very worldly human being.
Yeah.
A typical one.
This is the question, you know. Like, you know, it's funny how you, your show and stuff is, you want to seek for peace. You're telling people to seek for peace and all that. But this question about the ego, who you are, this is the one that rips you. If you really go down this path, it's supposed to, like, rip you away from this ego. And it's painful and strange. That's really
amazing.
The question.
And, so I and every human being, me and every human being. Is it I or me and every human being?
Every human being and I. You're supposed to put yourself last.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's deep. Every human being and I are evil, actually. The human nature itself is evil. That's why Christ said, I will give you a brand new nature. You got to overcome that nature. The nature is evil. And there's nothing good in it at all. Zero. And that's the hardest thing for human beings to accept. As a matter of fact, one of the reasons that Christ was killed, and the primary reason, is because he was telling the truth about how evil human beings were. And they didn't like it. They killed him. If you were to, this is why I tell people, when you see what's going on within yourself, don't go and tell anybody. Mm. Because when you tell them, they're going to feel like, and if you tell them they're evil, they're going to want to kill you. When you tell them what you rely about yourself, they're going to hate you for it. And they're going to want to kill you. That's why you wake up and then live. Don't run and tell it. And everybody run and tell it.
And that's a good way to lose it, too.
Uh-huh.
Because you just get caught up in more ego.
You become judgmental. You more so judging other people.
This one is a crazy one. That's why I have to say I don't know to that one. This is like the ego one. This is like the strangest one.
Yeah.
And it's a smack in the face every time you're evil. Like, but I forgot what I was going to say. Please.
Okay.
You know, the Bible thumpers say that they killed Jesus because he said that he was God. But they killed him because they were jealous of him. They hated him.
Right. They didn't kill him because he said he was God. They killed him because he told them that they were of their father, the devil.
Yeah.
That they were evil. And they cleaned the glass on the outside, but on the inside they were wicked. That's why they killed him. They didn't kill him because they thought he was God. He never said that anyway.
It's so interesting that back then they were caught up with physical things and words and stuff like that.
Right.
Just like today.
Yeah.
The same spirit, same evil.
Sure is. It's the same all the since mankind. What I forgot what I was saying. Last thing, and then I'm gonna get you some calls. The assignment this week is to do what? Either one of you.
Don't agree or disagree with people.
Well, that's kind of an ongoing one.
And what is it? They're supposed to actually do it this week and let me know next Sunday how it was.
Communicate with as few words as possible.
Yeah.
Way to say it is communicate with few words.
Right. To make a whole point. With few words. So you know how people want to make a point, but they go on and on and on and on. Rather than saying, I went across the road and the road was wide, and let it be done. And they said, well, I was thinking about crossing this road, but then I looked both ways, and I was so afraid, and then I just didn't know what to do. And then I went across, and then once I made the cross, I looked back to see if anyone was coming, and then I looked up and down the road, when they could just say, I crossed the road to the other side. So this week, the assignment is to make whole points with fewer words.
My show is going to be short.
Yeah, I was just thinking we're not talking right now. We're avoiding all words. I have a limit.
That's what a friend of mine called me yesterday and told me. Oh, today, after the meeting, today I had conversation with fewer words. I'm like, really? He like, I didn't say anything. I'm like, that's not the assignment. It didn't say don't say anything. Have a conversation, but with fewer words. Make your point with fewer words.
It's but, clearer that way.
Yeah, they think, I don't know if they hear, that's what they hear me saying. No conversation is not fewer words. No conversation, no conversation. How can people get it screwed up like that?
It's a scarcity mindset. Once you impose a limit on them, they think, I got to save up my words. And they're just going to be nonsense anyways.
That's interesting.
And it's also not listening to instruction. You know, you said still have a conversation, but fewer words.
People go further than what you say.
And all the time.
I think Eve might have done that with what God said, about you shall not eat from the tree. And then she said, and you shall not touch it. People claim that God didn't say that, but she added that.
Yeah. What a mess, huh? He said, don't eat from the tree. She went and ate the whole tree. What a mess. And so they're like, I said nothing. They were amongst people, and they had no conversation at all with the people. And they think that's what the assignment meant. I couldn't even understand that. How no conversation is fewer words.
You know, the female justices on the Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah.
Dwarf all the words said by all the men. And the Ketanji, the black one, she spoke more than any of the other women combined.
Of course, she's black.
You got to say what you're saying with fewer words.
Yeah.
But the black man speaks the least.
They should not have Constantius Brown on the U.S. Supreme Court.
I know.
Man, what a mess.
Clarence Thomas communicates with few words.
Yeah, he does. He really does. Amazing. Anyway, my experience, folks, let me go to Renee, a first-time caller out of, thank you, experience. Amazing.
Thank you.
Amazing. Renee, a first-time caller out of California. Renee, you are on the air.
Hi, good morning, Jesse.
Hi, Renee.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, my son listens to you, and I listen to your broadcast.
Renee.
Yes, hello?
I'm getting static in your phone or something.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
Are you on a speakerphone or something?
I'm not on a speakerphone. I think it's just the reception in this house.
Oh.
And I've been walking around. I'm speaking very loudly.
Okay.
You can hear me.
Let's do the best we can. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So I heard your broadcast for the first time.
One quick question, Renee. Are you able to go out on the porch or anything?
Okay, let me try that.
Okay.
I've been trying everything. Because this is a good one. I need your, let me see. I'm going to walk outside.
Okay.
I'm outside. I'm walking outside. Hello, hello, hello.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
No, it's no better, but go ahead, Renee. Let's try it. Do your best.
Okay. So, brief words. I don't have a relationship with my siblings. I chose to walk away.
And why did you just make that decision?
I'm 54 years old, and I grew up in dysfunction. My mother, I believe the way that my mother treated them, she preferred my siblings more than me. I was the first graduate, and when you talk about evil, I just feel like they've been jealous of me. I married a husband. I just did positive things in my life, and for that, I feel like you know, their lives to me didn't turn out all that great, to be honest. And I just think that, and I just chose to walk away. All the, you know, like they may say, right. When I first told them I was going to college, you're going to college, you were in special education. I was in special education when I grew up, but I went on and got my master's degree. I joined the military. I, you know, I have Christ in my life. And I just have always felt a disconnect from them, like I don't belong. And I like to go where I'm celebrated and not tolerated. And so I just walked away from it. It's just a lot.
Right on.
It's a lot.
I've noticed that in most family. I noticed that in most, if not all, most family, there's always one or two of the kids, the boys and girls, who are in the family, but they don't feel a part of it and feel like separated from it.
Yes. When I was growing up, I would always say as a teenager, I don't belong.
Right.
I don't belong. I feel like I don't belong here in this family. And so, but, you know.
Your son told you about the show?
He did. I was listening, and I was like, I need to call because, you know, I would love to hear your perspective. You know, I'm very open-minded. I've never heard of you, to be honest, but my son is an avid listener. And so we're driving home from, and I took all my kids to San Diego, and I paid for the trip, and I spent time with my children. I have three children, two are married, so I have five kids and a grandchild. And I'm just living my life. Both of my parents are deceased. My husband passed away years ago, and I just live my life.
Because of your phone being so bad, did you have a question?
The question is, what do you think about people who choose to walk away?
As long as they do it without anger, and they see that they, you know, it's just they're not really a part of the family, it's not real, and it's a mess. As long as you can walk away without anger, because the family, they are asleep, and they cannot see. So as long as you're not angry, but just realize they cannot see and move on with your life. Don't judge them.
Yes, sir.
And you'll be fine.
That's it. That's it. That's where I am, Jesse. Right, I have so much peace that I'm not angry.
Right on. I want you to call me again when you have a better reception, all right?
Okay. I thank you so much, sir.
All right. Amazing.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Dave, you and Nick, you heard of the story when Christ raised that man from the dead. He was in the grave.
Lazarus?
Yes.
Yeah, he raised him from the dead. What did you think about that? Either one of you.
I've heard that story a little bit. I just don't know it that well. I just knew that. I don't even know who he is. Lazarus was his
friend.
Lazarus
was a dead man.
I know he died and that he. I remember thinking as a kid. I just remember thinking as a kid.
And his sister went and told Jesus, come. Lazarus dead. And he and Lazarus were friends, I guess. They had grown up friends or something. And Lazarus was dead and Christ went and raised him from the dead. Mm-hmm. You remember that, Nick?
A little bit. Yeah. I just remember thinking as a kid, so there was someone else who was resurrected. I didn't think about it.
People distinguished being raised from the dead from being resurrected.
Really?
Yeah.
What did it mean?
Resurrection is more like permanent, I think. Whereas this was just, he was raised back from the dead, but later he died again, maybe. We presume.
Oh.
The thing I realized from it is that Lazarus was not dead. He was asleep. He was not like dead the way we think of death. He was just sleeping. Even he said, I was asleep. And it was asleep. Because there is no death. It was just unconscious. Like every human being, until they wake up, they are dead. They are asleep. When I come back, your super chats and phone calls, and we have some news items. Quick break. Back in a moment. What do you think about that?
Cool.
Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. All right, welcome back. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Couple announcements. The Hake Report coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, HAKEReport.com from 9 to 11. And then at 11 a.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And at 2 p.m., Punches TV. Do we? Are we showing Punches at 2? No. We're not doing a replay. Oh, they can podcast it, huh? Oh, Punches TV, you can podcast. At 2 p.m. Pacific time. And with summer is here, a lot of people going on vacation, and we need to raise $50,000 or more to take us through the summer while y'all on vacation. And I mean, because people forget to donate when they're away, but yet life goes on. We still do these shows. We still have payroll and bills to pay. So I'm asking that you help me raise this by going to rebuildingtheman.com/donate, rebuildingtheman.com/donate, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, all right? And whatever you can give to get us there to the $50,000 or more, I do appreciate it. You can mail it in if you like. Check a money order and make it out to Bond and mail it to P.O. Bond and then P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. 35090, L.A., California, 90035. All that information is there on rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Or if you missed it, you can call 800-411-BOND. You can do it by credit card or ask for the mail-in information. All right. I want to go quickly to MJ, a first-time call out of Texas. MJ, you are on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All right, sir.
I watch your show all the time, Jesse. And I want to tell you, you know, I'm black, and I'm one of those blacks that, you know, agree with pretty much everything that you say. You know, I know that you love you care about black folks. That's why you always, it's hard. It's more like tough love situation. But I want to tell you that I'm grateful for what you do. You know how you talk about with us as black people, how we got worse after Obama.
Yes. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
I want to appreciate you for trying. You know, you gave us Obama. It didn't work out.
Yeah.
You gave us Big Mama Michelle. You gave us Lori Lightfoot. I mean, it didn't work out. You gave us Maxine Waters. I mean, y'all tried, but, you know, we just, it's like each time y'all try to give us a black leader or whatever, or a politician, we get worse, man.
Do you know why that is?
Please tell me.
Because you should never, ever, ever hang around or be around victims. Anybody that call themselves or think that they're a victim is an evil person. And they get worse in life. And black people, not all but most, have been made to believe that they're victims. And as a result, they're violent, they're out of control, they feel entitled to. And these people like the Big Mama Michelle and Barack and all these people you name and more, they are using the blacks to make them think that they're victims for personal gain. And so instead of the blacks pulling away and becoming individuals and not victims, they're only getting worse and not better.
Yeah, and you're right, because I was tricked. You know, I thought these people was our heroes.
Yeah.
You know? I was young.
You
know, but when I started watching you, and you, the way you explain it, you know, they are trying to use us, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Like, I mean, y'all even tried to give us the white woman, and it still didn't work.
We gave the blacks everything, and they still getting worse.
Yeah, man.
Because victims are evil.
Do you think we'll probably get a little better if you can give us the Japanese woman?
No. It'll just get worse, man. What a mess. Well, I'm glad that you're working on your stuff, and to hell with everybody else, and you just work on your stuff, and you'll be fine, and you can't do anything about another person. You have to let them stay in their hell and let them suffer. You cannot save anyone.
Yeah, even like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, like,
yeah,
y'all gave us them. They led us, you know, they leading us to a straight, like you say, for personal gain and power, you know.
It's all about that and nothing else but that. Amazing.
Well, I want to appreciate you for trying. You know, you tried. Y'all tried.
Well, I appreciate
that,
man.
Appreciate y'all.
All right.
For really doing this for us.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, my man.
All right, buddy. Victims are dangerous people. Really. Very, very dangerous people. Better watch out for the victims. Let's do Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super.
Super Chat.
And then I get back to the calls.
Charles bought a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Hey, Jesse, in the wake of White History Month.
July's White History Month coming really fast.
The first 2 hours of Wednesday should be White Wednesday. You have nothing during the week for the whites, and they founded the country. What the?
Amazing. That's right. Thank you.
Earth Lady 8B.
Nice idea, too.
Earth Lady 8B. The blacks and poor whites have no excuse. You can grow vegetables in flower pots and also make better food choices. No one is stopping them. Just saying, vegetables emoji.
That's right.
And fruit.
Amazing.
Thank you. Jim in Alaska on punchy.tv. says, I want to throw out a donation challenge to get your 50,000 goal. I challenge any listener to match our $500 donation to get you there. Smiley.
Thank you.
Jesse and crew have changed our lives, and we want to continue to give back wherever, whenever we can.
I appreciate that. And I think I'm really grateful to the people I don't have to remind, because most people are like, you know what, you helped us, you helped me, I'm going to give. So thank you, and to those who have not done it, I appreciate it.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Lin Yen
Chin. Chalice grant there, $500.
Nice.
Thank you.
Lin Yen Chin says, more superior is not human grammar, Jesse Lee.
What?
Back on Friday, you said more superior.
Uh-huh.
Something is more superior. That's not human grammar.
Well, that black people think white people are superior to them?
Something like that.
Okay. Thank you for the correction. E black.
Goat Biscuit says, wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed.
It's time for thinking ahead. The world ain't getting no better. Amazing. Thank you.
Eli P., cholesterol is good for you. They lied about it.
So that's what I don't understand. If cholesterol is good for you, why would a doctor give you cholesterol pills? What is it? What's happening that a doctor would say, your cholesterol is high, here are some pills to take? What's that about, Hank?
They were trying.
What does that mean?
They were trying to help.
The doctor don't know that.
That they're supposed to say to hell with the world? Sorry, kids.
That
ladies.
Cholesterol is good for you?
Yeah, they knew. I think they eventually caught on that there's good and bad cholesterol, but it can potentially clog your veins and arteries and things. But some people say that it's not just from, I don't know, whatever.
Well, I have, and thank you all around the world, I have learned more about health than any other time in my whole life history. Really. And I do appreciate it. And I'm not throwing the baby out with the bathwater. I'm listening to it. I'm trying some of this stuff. And I'm grateful. Thank you.
It's like environmentalists end up doing more damage to the environment, trying to help it.
Yeah.
That's
amazing. Thank you.
Nikki bought three coffees. I misheard the BQ and thought it said, what kind of human being are you astrally? So I answered from the stars. I still stand with what I said. Laughing face, sweat.
Actually, it's funny in that when I first mentioned that word, I couldn't say it properly in the right way. And then I kept doing it, kept doing it. I think I say it right now, right? Actually.
Yeah.
I'm close.
No, you're right. It's right.
Right on.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's funny. Thank you.
Three coffees from Eric. Gratitude only helps the dead. Gratitude practices only help those who are identified with the mind. If I wasn't in my head, gratitude wouldn't change anything.
Amazing. Thank you.
Madeline bought a coffee. Nice. Hey, Jesse, I was on hold but got disconnected. Also, can you ask Hake if I'm banned? I've sent about 4 supers this week that never got read, crying streams, but not lying. Heart.
There you go.
My bag, Madeline.
So
I did. I know for sure that I missed 2 of hers.
And she's not
banned. And others. No, she's not banned. Okay. That's, people sometimes get disconnected and don't know what it is.
Right on. Thank you, Madeline. And you're not banned.
Right. So I read the one where she saw you eating the eggs at your desk. And I read the one where she says, baby, you can do it. Take your time. Do it right.
Baby.
So
do it tonight.
Nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
Someone bought 3 coffees. Biblical question from last week.
What kind of
human being
are you actually?
Under the mess of false identities, which are all illusions created by the evil ego spirit, I cannot find an actual being, says someone.
Amazing. Thank you. If y'all were not a part of the fellowship yesterday, either there or online, make sure you podcast. It was deep. It was helpful. It was enlightening. It was men and women who appears to truly be working on themselves. Make sure you podcast. Even the haters. And maybe it'll touch something and wake up something in you. It's up to you, but you should watch it. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Bert bought 3 coffees answering today's biblical question.
Are you a tumbleweed?
I'm not a tumbleweed yet, but working on it because the tumbleweed has no will. It just exists and goes wherever the wind takes it.
Interesting. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
5 coffees from Marcus Army. I think the Section 8 skit was real as all get out. The son was exposing his mama, they black. That was from Friday.
Yeah, we did this, played this soundbite of this black woman who appears to be telling her son to stay on welfare. He got to stay on it. Don't worry about working. The government take care of them. Now, I don't know if that was a skit or not, But I do know that it's real in the black community. It's like that all over. Not everybody, of course, but they do tell their children to get on welfare and stay there. The government will take care of them. It's amazing. Thank you.
See you on. Rest and drink your coffee like I do, but drink it with a water bottle of water and some breakfast a little bit. Could be a banana, bread, eggs. Eat your proteins and vegetables, turmeric, vitamin, and magnesium, glucinate, lots of water. You'll be fine. I bet your results are fine. No rest, and I don't think you drink fluid properly or eat properly.
I am now, Sion, I'm now eating a little lightweight breakfast in the morning, eggs and things like that. And I'm drinking more water with the electrolyte things in it. And so I am doing it, and I do see a little different. My body feel more energized and everything as opposed to when I wasn't eating breakfast and drinking a lot of water. So thank you. Good advice. I appreciate it.
Dolphin Spirit 22.
Somebody said that one person suggested oatmeal is fine, and another person suggested oatmeal are not good for you.
Yeah.
And what do you think about that?
I think it's very interesting. It's amusing.
Yeah.
Somebody after church, stream ended, said that oatmeal, don't eat oatmeal. It has no nutritional value. It's peasant food.
I love that. What do you think about that, Anchor Baby? You were at chef.
So I didn't hear that. Someone said that?
Yeah.
That it's peasant food?
Yeah,
you know, that's
how
she
didn't mean any harm about it. She was just saying it's not good.
It was on
you.
The tip of my tongue. I was about to dox this person.
The peasant. The peasant will inherit. Whoever owns the peasants will inherit the earth. That's why the Mexicans who subsist on rice and beans will inherit the earth.
So oatmeal good for you or not?
Maybe. Oatmeal, it has nutritional value.
Yeah, it has dietary fiber. It's
it
fills you up a little bit. It's cheap, and it's fine.
And then the young lady told me after the meat is good for you, not peasant food. You
know? Right.
So, but... Different show for different folk.
I mean, it's you have oatmeal versus having like a something bad for you, some type of fast food. Come on.
How about grits?
Grits are good too.
Oh, they are? I love grits. I'm gonna ask Maria, my friend Maria.
But don't leave out the meat and vegetables.
Right. Bacon. Fruit.
Right.
Maria. My friend Maria. What do you think about oatmeals? Let me know. You're about to read.
Dolphin Spirit on Rumble. I need a list of all the communist buzzwords, Hake. Shooting guns in the air emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
Tyrannosaurus wrecked. Many platforms have buffered over the past few days over on pilled.net. Could be due to high traffic or due to an attack on the servers. Sometimes we have troubles streaming on Pilled.
Oh.
It'll buffer, disconnect, reconnect, and it's
really
troublesome. But it might not be on our end. Most likely, it's on Pilled's end.
Pill is a conservative network.
It's a veteran-owned
streaming
platform, right. So it seems conservative dominant for sure.
Okay, amazing.
LSA, three coffees. Have a great weekend, Jesse. This was on Friday. What do you think about wives going to separate church from their husband? I'm curious to know. And I saw you fell on Sunday. I was like, what the? And then you were okay. I was like, what a beta, LOL.
Bite. I think wives should go where their husband go to fellowship.
Yeah.
Because she should follow her husband. So, and most of the time, the husband followed the wife. But the wife should follow the husband. Amazing. Thank you.
Goethe tells you, keep taking your sickle cell meds. You'll be fine.
Black people, that's a black disease, right?
Yeah, it kills blacks.
I haven't heard of that disease in a long time.
There was a rapper who Tupac predicted he would die of it, and he eventually died of it 30 years later.
Really? Did Tupac know he had it or something?
I don't, probably something.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Thank you.
Eli P., the civil rights era started by Satan's chosen ones, he says.
That's for sure.
Brandy.
That's for sure. Thank you.
Brandy calls every day and just gets worse. Amazing, says Eli P.
Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out.
Shout out to Brandy.
Hey, says C-Sal, please tell Chris to go back to normal. He's got meat madness, crying, tears, river emoji.
Who's Chris?
Chris is one of our best moderators, but he's gotten on this kick where he wants to eat raw meat all the time and promote it to everybody in the chat obnoxiously.
Raw meat?
Yeah.
Wow.
Raw liver and everything.
That's not healthy.
I have no, I'm not saying it's unhealthy, but it's.
How can raw meat be healthy? Don't you have to cook and get all the stuff out of it?
If it's clean, then I guess you don't have to.
The worms and everything?
Ideally, the meat doesn't have worms in the first place.
I thought it did, and then when you cook it, it kills the worms.
There are, like, germs and worms and things like that, I guess. But it's not supposed to have worms. That's gross.
But it does.
I got to go. I got to move on.
That's one of the reasons you're supposed to cook it. It has worms.
I don't think it's supposed to. Did your cows have worms when you ate the cows and hogs and things?
Well, I don't know because they cooked it before we ate it.
Anyway, Nina, welcome JLP show member. Thank you, Nina.
Thank you, Nina. I appreciate it.
Eli P. says, don't Jews blame whites for everything, Jesse?
I'm sure they do. I don't know, but I wouldn't put it past.
Mm-hmm.
I really wouldn't. And it's still wrong. And watch out for the blamer. And watch out for the victors. The victim.
Indeed.
They are evil. Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to Games for Rec, Wolf 336, Misty, Kilo Alpha Tango, Groovy Monkey, Kid Combo 1, and the rest on the D-Live crew on Friday. That's cool.
Amazing. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, dark question. But if you go this deep on the path, I think you might understand this question. I know men of God don't fear death. Is that because the devil can only kill other devils and those who are truly with the master?
Repeat that.
Is it, men of God don't fear death. Is that because the devil can only kill other devils and not those who are truly with the master?
No, that's because there is no death. There's only one death. That's the not you death, the ego death. That's the only death there is. So that's why. Thank you.
Maria answers your question. Oatmeal has been an American staple. I think it is good for you.
Oh, good. So she's saying, yes, you can eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. Thank you.
You can. It's just peasant food. Billy bought a coffee. Hospital burn victim unit feed patients 36 eggs a day that helps them regenerate tissue from the massive burns. Wow.
Amazing. I don't understand why at some point in our society they were telling us not to eat eggs. And then we fell for it. Well, I didn't, but a lot of people fell for it. And they don't eat eggs. It doesn't make sense, but okay. Thank you, though. Amazing.
Yeah. Someone
I didn't know that.
Yeah, me neither. Three coffees from someone. Just wanted to say happy to see you're doing better than the other Sunday. Dehydration faint. Also, thanks for reminding me to give. I'm a faithful giver, but sometimes I unfortunately forget. Thanks for the friendly reminders and keep doing God's work.
Thank you, and thanks for your support. And thanks for helping us to raise the $50,000 more. Appreciate it.
And we'll have to read the rest of these later, guys. Thank you all.
Amazing. Thank you. Let me take a break. Two more hours to go already. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news, is coming up. And I'll be back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, and woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny, We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
There's some serious mess going on in the world. Some firefighters, I think, got shot and killed. And we're getting rid of some of these persecutors, government persecutors, prosecutors, of Trump supporters. You know, those January 6th mostly peaceful patriots, patriotic protesters. In some cases, they were rioting a little bit, lightweight. Nice. We fired some of those prosecutors, and there's a Voterama on the big, beautiful bill. I don't know how beautiful it is, but it sure is big. Takes 16 hours to read. Probably make that 24 if it's Hake. I'm a slow reader sometimes, especially if you make me read with comprehension. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays. And females, if you love anybody. There is one line open. You can call in right now. Call in right now during Hake News, not Fake News. And JLP will be right back to your calls. And we'll get to more of your super chats. We appreciate them from Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Very nice. Thank you, guys. And more great stories. The Justice Department, so-called, in the federal government of the United States has reportedly fired at least three prosecutors involved in criminal cases tied to the 2021 U.S. Capitol riot. In at least they're not calling it an insurrection anymore. They probably still are. In recent months, the DOJ, Department of So-Called Justice, has terminated also employees who worked on the prosecutions against our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, and demoted many career supervisors who were seen as insufficiently loyal, also known as disloyal, to the president. Disloyal to America, honestly. That's what it is. That Idaho shooting, two firefighters killed and a third was injured on Sunday, yesterday, when they came under attack while responding to a brush fire in Coeur d'Alene. Coeur d'Alene. Coeur d'Alene, Ohio. It's clear, quote, "It's clear to me that this fire was set intentionally to draw us in," unquote. So said one firefighter while calling for help. Residents, they were asked to shelter in place as hundreds of local, state, and federal law enforcement converged on the area to look for the gun male, because he's not a man. Right? It doesn't seem like that was a justified shooting of two firefighters and maybe a third. Then on Sunday night, a deceased male, they call it man, using the term loosely, was found on Canfield Mountain, with a firearm nearby, and the shelter-in-place order was lifted. The man, the male, is believed to have started the fire before shooting at responding firefighters, so said the Kootenai, K-O-O-T-E-N-A-I, Kootenai County Sheriff said, pardon me if I'm butchering the name of your county, you Coeur d'Alene type people in beautiful Idaho. I've been. And a Voterama, vote-a-rama. The Senate's marathon voting session, 26.2 miles of it, I'm kidding around, on President Trump's sweeping agenda bill is expected to begin 9 a.m. today, which already passed because that's Eastern time. It's already 10 a.m. Eastern nearly. So they've been at it for an hour if they held to their schedule. During the session known as a Voterama, lawmakers may offer as many amendments to the big, beautiful bill, I guess, is up to the bill as they want to vote on. Only after that's finished can a final vote on the bill, can they finally hold a vote on that bill. Over the weekend, North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis, T-H-O-M, Tillis, announced that he would not be seeking re-election next year. He's one of those anti-Trump sort of counter-signalers. Is he a rhino? Tillis is one of only two Republicans, or shall I say Republicans, who voted against advancing the tax cuts and spending cuts package, citing concerns about the impact to Medicaid on his constituents. Trump called it great news. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, brand new biblical question. Brand new biblical question. Are you a tumbleweed? Are you a tumbleweed? Know thyself. Are you a tumbleweed? What an amazing question. Know thyself. For those who want to know yourselves, if you want to enter into perfect peace, you got to know yourself. Are you a tumbleweed? You can, if you're running around across town or doing whatever you're doing and you just don't have time to sit and watch the show, you can podcast, but you can listen on the phone, on your iPhone or iPad, where you're working out or you're down in Florida protesting the Everglades facility there, and you don't like the fact that the president tried to do what's best for the country, or you're part of building the prison down there. You can be listening to the call, the show, anywhere in the world. You don't have to miss it live by calling your iPhone or iPad, by using your iPhone or iPad and calling 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Most people can't call from an iPad, but they can download different apps to listen. Why are you just not telling me this after 30 years? Hake. Hake is telling me most people can't call from an iPad, but they can download different apps to listen or watch. After 35 years, he's just not telling me this. And forever, I've been saying, call from your iPhone or iPad. What now? A dollar of 35 years late and a dollar short. Man, he said, we just let you say it. And it's been 15 years, not 35 years. Terrible. It's Monday. And every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Every human being on this side of the planet, I mean on this side of heaven and on this planet, have been lied to. Starting with your own parents. They lied to you. And you've been trying to live up to what they have told you and what your school told you, your church told you, your experts told you, and you've never been able to do it, and you never will. You got to lay your moral values down, and then you can live. You've been lied to. You've been told how to live, and you've been trying to live that way, and you have only gotten worse, every human being. If you really doubt me, pay attention to your life, yourself. Are you better or worse? After all this time, however long you've been on earth, are you better or are you worse? Think about it. Are you a better off person, better person, or are you worse after trying to live the way you've been told to live? Really, be honest with you so that you may go free. You've been lied to. You will never. And then if you have children, you teach that to your children and you keep passing the misery on from generation to generation until some people finally wake up and they go, what the? You've been lied to as to how to live. And that's why you're miserable, you're jealous, you're revengeful, you gossip, you want to hurt others because you're lost, you're hurting. An angry person is a murderer. And in the worst way, too, because an angry person murders themselves. An angry person within themselves is bitter, revengeful, angry, jealous, nasty, pretend to be nice when they're really evil. And they murder themselves. An angry person is a violent person in their mind and emotions. And they're violent. They murder themselves and then they try to murder others with their anger. Anger is not good, folks. Do what you want. I've told you over and over 1,000 times or more that anger is evil. And you're a murderer. You murder yourself. Look how violent you are within. Look what you're doing to yourself. How unhappy you are within. You have to compare yourself to others. You're afraid to be a whole individual. You're afraid to be alone. And you cry at night. And then you go out and protest for animal rights. You protest the prisons when you know these people should be punished because they have no self-control and they put everybody's lives at risk. But you feel good out there protesting. You feel like you're a nice person. When you're all, only thing you're doing is getting ego gratification and it does not do anything good for the people or person that you pretend to be helping. An angry person is a murderer. They're very violent within. And so they murder themselves. And they blame others. Perfect example, Fox News has reported. Florida officials are considering a plan to build a detention center in the middle of the Everglades. A wet land down in Florida. And this area, according to the report, is surrounded by alligators. And so they're calling that facility Alligator Agatras. Watch it for Fox.
New here at 10, Florida officials are considering a plan to build a detention center in the middle of the Everglades. The area is surrounded by alligators, hence why the facility is being called Alligator Alcatraz. Sounds almost too Florida to be real, but as Fox 35 Evan Moon tells us, it is.
Alligator Alcatraz. This 30-square-mile area is completely surrounded by the Everglades. Presents a efficient, low-cost opportunity to build a temporary detention facility because you don't need to invest that much in the perimeter. People get out, there's not much waiting for them other than alligators and pythons. Nowhere to go, nowhere to hide.
I got nowhere to go to, baby. I got nowhere to hide. Now, doesn't that make sense? Because people who have no self-control, and most people don't, it's amazing how angry people lack self-control. Amazing. And so to any common sense person, this is an amazing idea. You're putting the criminals away so that they won't hurt others. Makes sense, right? But you have ego, angry people pretending that they care about the environment, trying to stop it. And they can care 2 cents or less about the environment. It's all about themselves. Each individual that are out there protesting is for thrill. Really, they don't care about their environment. They want to be seen protesting. They want to be said, oh, you're such a nice person. You're out there protesting. You love the environment. They're doing it for a thrill. That's all it is, because otherwise, it doesn't even make sense that anyone would protest building a facility on this in this location. So, according to Fox News, environmentalist activists weren't happy. Watch this.
Construction has commenced on the Attorney General's plans, converting a remote airstrip into a detention center for illegal immigrants.
We don't need a lot. It's light infrastructure, 5,000 beds by early July. Many of them will be at Alligator Alcatraz.
But the quick action announced only last week has environmentalists panicked, a protest taking place Sunday.
The Everglades as a whole is one of the most fragile ecosystems in the world. Congress, the president just committed over $400 million to Everglades restoration, and we're going to spend $450 million operating this facility every year. So it's a really kind of a what are we doing here kind of situation.
Some environmentalists refuse to leave the Everglades until plans change course.
This has all happened incredibly fast, and you know, people are concerned, and we've obviously not been told as it's progressed. So again, I'm trying to keep eyes on what's happening. As somebody that does kind of the grassroots pot stirring, it's so important for people to continue to make noise and raise awareness for this issue.
It's all about the ego. The helper can care less about the environment or anything else. It's for attention. It's for a thrill. Really. It's for a thrill. And they pat each other on the back and say how wonderful you are. You're fighting for the environment. Ask those same people, how do they feel about paying millions of dollars to these women, females who are having babies out of wedlock? And that taxpayer dollars got to pay for it. Daycare and all that mess. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about these women who could be home raising a man's children, but they'd rather be at work, being glorified at work, and letting the kids suffer because they have no love for the children? How do you feel about that? How do you feel about the females who are killing the man's children in the womb? Or taking the men's children away from them because they want to hurt the man, so they take the children. Do you love the environment more than you love the children that are being killed in the womb by the thousands. These people fake. It's all about the ego. It's all for a thrill. Even in something called a Native American tribe with deep roots to the Everglades, they're not happy either. Why is this from Fox?
The issue hitting especially close to home for the Miccosukee tribe.
This is our home. This is our refuge. We've been here for generations since the times of the ending of the Seminole Wars. And this isn't a barren wasteland that they try to paint it to be.
Governor Ron DeSantis adding Wednesday he's been crucial in protecting the area.
There's zero environmental. I mean, you're talking about the guy that's plowed how much money into Everglades restoration? Why would I want to do anything that would do? In fact, Ben Albritton and I had to fight to get Everglades fully funded. They're trying to use the Everglades as a pretext just for the fact that they oppose immigration enforcement.
U.S. officials say this facility will cost about $450 million a year, funded in part by FEMA's Shelter and Services Program. All this happening soon. The attorney general looking to house illegal immigrants by the end of this summer.
Nice. I didn't know Indians, not like India, the people with a little scarf on the top of their head, forehead. These are the Indians that go, those Indians. I didn't know they lived in Everglades next to the alligators. I thought they were in California. California, Arizona, Colorado, up in there. I didn't know the Indians lived right with the alligators and crocodiles. What the? Lord have mercy. And they protested. Out there smoking peyote. Well, Matt, somebody in chat says, make sure they don't have air conditions, just fans. Good idea. It's all for the thrills. I'm told that these are American Indians, not India. The Indians helped the Pilgrim plant corn up in the northeast, I think, or back east, according to Haight. He's not sure. But they're complaining. I didn't even know they were over there. What they doing over there when we need them over here? What a mess. It's all for the ego. They're protesting just for attention. And then they got all these women leading these protests now. Every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer. You'll suffer. Women suffer when they listen to women. Men suffer when they listen to the women. Listen to women, including your own mama. Mama said there'll be days like this. Mama said. It's all for the ego, folks. The ego nature is a mess. Really. One last thing before I go to the callers. It's been said that Donald Trump didn't like black people. Donald Trump don't like the blacks. Donald Trump loved the blacks. And the blacks love Donald Trump, except the liberal black women. They hate him. And yet they love him. They call him king. So they love him too. But the blacks, Donald Trump loved the blacks, and I got proof. I got proof that Trump loved the blacks, especially black women, even though Jasmine Cricket is out to lunch. This is from the Hindustan Times. During the signing of a U.S. brokered peace deal between Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo, the White House correspondent for the continent of Africa, Harriana Vera's address the press. And the U.S. president appeared to be in awe of the reporter. Watch this. Amazing.
Why don't you come up here and talk so they can see?
Sure.
It's
Mr.
a great honor.
Thank you, Mr. President. First of all, I want to let you know that I'm the only African reporter accredited here at the White House,
well,
and cover for the entire continent. So I just arrived from Congo, Democratic Republic of the Congo,
right,
yesterday. I went to see firsthand how the people is feeling and the president's message, President Felix Tshisekedi, about this upcoming peace deal. I spoke with the people on the street. I spoke with youth. They know your name. They know that a president named President Trump is working hard to finally bring peace to the country. They see what you're doing as a future, better future for Congo. For many years, many American presidents overlooked this conflict. They didn't do nothing. Even myself, I covered President Biden's administration. I pressed many times about this conflict. They never gave me any answer.
That's so nice. Boy, what, and that's so beautifully stated. And Caroline said, number one, she did say, and I shouldn't say this because it's politically incorrect, she said, she's beautiful, and you are beautiful. I'm not allowed to say that, you know. That could be the end of my political career, but I'll say it anyway. But you are beautiful, and you're beautiful inside. So I wish I had more reporters like you.
And she is a pretty black woman. Pretty black woman. And look at there. There are more pictures of her. She is pretty. From before Africa. What the? Very nice body. Pretty black gal.
One more for you.
Wow.
Gotta hit him with the triple threat.
Huh?
Gotta hit him with the triple threat. Third picture.
She's pretty though. Amazing. Nice. See, the president loves black people, black women. What manner of man is this? They call him king, and the world obeys him. The wind and the sea obeys him. Christ said, the same spirit that is in me is in you. You can have the same thing. The work that I do, you can do, and even greater, because the same spirit that's in me is in you. Look at Donald Trump. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea. This man sounds like he's bringing peace to Rwanda. That's how you say it?
Yes, Rwanda.
And the Democratic Republic of Congo. This woman I saw, I don't know if she mentioned that in this soundbite, but she's been trying to get help, contact Joe Biden and all those people. Nobody responded to her. And then the Great White Hope came along. The wind and the sea obeys him. He's bringing peace with the black-on-black people. What the? And no one has ever been able to do that. Not even God. But the Son of God, Donald Trump is. And this lady, she's grateful. Right on. 888. Ooh. The same spirit that drives Donald Trump is in you. It really is. You just don't know it because you, men and women, have identified with the wrong spirit. You have identified with the wrong spirit. Erica is out of Florida. Erica, you're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
A little bit. Your phone is...
My phone
It's not an Obama phone, I swear.
Okay. Go ahead. Let's give it a try.
Okay. I am very close with my dad. I look like my dad.
Erica, hold on. Erica, hold on.
Yeah.
Do not hang up. Derek, check a phone because it's a... What's with the phone?
Well, can you try another call real quick? I want to know if it's our end. This fluttering, that fluttering sound.
Yeah, so...
But we got to know... We might not know from Derek's end. Can you take another call right now, Jesse?
Oh, you want me to take another?
Yeah.
Let me go to Ann, a first-time caller out of Indiana. Ann, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse, dear. I hope you can hear me well.
I do. I do, Ann.
Oh, wonderful. Listen, God's grace be with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I would just like to say, had discovered this little show that, this little show that you have. I've seen your little
How's your little show?
It's fantastic. I enjoy it. It's like old-fashioned radio. I'm in my mid-50s, and so you feel a kindred spirit to me.
I started out in radio, that's why.
Oh, beautiful. Well, listen, you're bold. And I really enjoy that. We are in a time that we need bold people, but we most especially, if you don't mind me carrying on for a minute, we most especially need women to be far more bold than we are in a feminine way, in a natural way, not this unnaturalness that we have going on. All this unnaturalness that we women have within ourselves, or actually maybe it is our nature, has really messed the future up. What we are facing, if we ladies don't come together and get this stuff right, is a wicked future, because our young are going on about their business as they should. This Gen Z, I find a great deal of dynamic and beautiful, but it's the ones that are coming after them. They don't know how to read, write, do add or subtract, but they can tell you all sorts of ideologies and the like. It is a wicked time that we women are responsible for this.
Why are our women so out of control?
Oh, it's been just selfishness. It's selfishness. You know, when the computers took over and a lot of women got into the workforce and started making some really good paychecks, and they believed in all that, all those lies. And they took it in and they tried to turn it into a sort of virtue. And you can't even speak with them clearly because they're so filled with emotion. And it's a lot of self-hatred that they have, but they don't see it as self-hatred. But it is self-hatred, because truly the best thing that a woman can do, if she's capable of doing, is becoming a mother. But you can adopt and become a mother. But that's the most glorious thing. I have one child. And wish I had more, but God only blessed me with one. But I'm here to tell you, he's amazing. I don't want to go down that road and talking about him. I would like to just stick with the problem with our women.
Are you married?
No, sir. I have never been married.
Oh, okay.
My heart breaks in that.
And why have you been married? Understand.
I was never asked.
Really?
Was never asked. Now, at 4 years old, a little boy asked me, and I said yes.
The guy that you had the baby by, he didn't want to marry you?
He didn't want to marry me. He didn't want the baby either.
So why did you have a baby with him?
We were on our way out when I became, we were breaking up when I became pregnant with him. But I don't believe in murdering babies.
Right on. Have you overcome your evil?
Yes, indeed, sir. I overbecame my evil before I even became pregnant.
And did you forgive your mother?
Oh, what's to forgive? What's to forgive? I mean, she gave me life, and it's up to me. There's nothing really to forgive her for. So if I don't live my life right, that's on me.
Did you forgive your mother?
You know what I forgave? It's funny. I called my mother at 25 years old. And I said, I'm sorry for all of the heartaches that I had caused you.
Hold on a minute.
Before.
Yes, sir. And hold on. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment. thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-775-3773. Amazing. Quick announcement. This Thursday is, the Lord is willing and the Crete don't rise. It's the first Thursday of the month. Men's Forum. This Thursday. Amazing. Come on down, men. You don't want to miss it. It's the first men meeting in White History Month. July is White History Month, celebrating 8 years of White History. So this Thursday and every first Thursday is Men's Forum. And then third Thursday, don't worry, ladies. The third Thursday of the month for ladies only. Every third Thursday of the month, all right? Also, get your White History Month t-shirt. Hurry, hurry, hurry. July is almost here. I think it's like Wednesday, right, Nick?
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Oh, Lord. Not joy, Lord. Tomorrow is White History Month. Get your shirts. Go to rebuildingaman.com/stores or jesseleepeterson.shop and get your White History Month t-shirt. People are going to love them. And don't forget to text, tweet, Instagram, whatever, TikTok, Donald Trump, the Great White Hope, and ask him to recognize July as White History Month. And he will if you ask him. All right? So get your t-shirts. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. And while you're there, get some other hats and punchy coffee and all kind of amazing stuff there for you. Every dime goes back to getting the work done. You're helping us to help others. And we're raising $50,000 for the summer to get us through the summer while y'all on vacation. So make sure you help to get us there. Even help. I know I don't have to ask, but I'm told you got to remind the people. They sometimes forget to give back. They're so free. So help us to help others. We're raising money to get us through the summer. Go to rebuildingaman.com, rebuildingaman.com/donate, or call 800-411-BOND. All right? 411-BOND. And don't forget your shout-outs. Personal shout-out. Shout-out. Birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, all that good stuff. Shout-outs on cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. So, and first-time call out of Indiana. Did you go and forgive your mother?
I didn't really forgive my mother because there wasn't really anything to forgive her for. What I had done was I had asked for forgiveness from her for the troubles that I had caused her. I was 25 because I had recognized so much within myself that was just so wrong. And in order for me to carry on, I needed to rectify a few things. So I just told her that I wanted to ask her for forgiveness. But I don't feel like I need to. Now, Jesse, I watched you last week. I really enjoyed it. And I thought, I just turned it on, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and give this brother a shout-out and see if I can just get a little bit of this off my chest. Because what I carry with me is that women are evil.
Are you a Christian?
Yes, indeed, sir. I am a Christian.
And so why have you gone and forgiven your mother for recreating her image?
I didn't recreate myself in her image.
No, she did it.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's what women do. Women are evil.
So why haven't you forgiven your mother for being evil?
Why did I forgive her?
Why haven't you?
Why haven't I? Right. Well, I don't particularly think that I have to forgive her. Doesn't she need to seek that for herself?
How will you ever enter into the kingdom of God? How will you ever be forgiven if you don't forgive?
I forgive, but I'm not necessarily in the understanding that I have to necessarily take all that I need to be forgiven to each person. Can I not take that to Christ himself? Now, I'm not being facetious, Jesse.
No,
you kind of caught me off guard.
But did Christ tell you to take it to him or go and forgive and then come to him?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes. Yes. Go ask for forgiveness, and I'm not above asking for forgiveness.
Did he tell you to ask for forgiveness or to forgive?
Give. No, to forgive. Yes, sir.
And so
to
why forgive. Haven't you gone and forgiven your mother for what she's done to you?
Well, my mother isn't living, and in her time of passing, it's been 20 years, and I talk with her often about these sorts of things.
And why haven't you forgiven her, though? You went and asked her for forgive you, but God never told you to ask any human being for forgiveness. He told you to forgive. Why haven't you done that? Now that your mother's dead, you didn't do it while she was living. Now that she's dead, why haven't you done that?
No. I don't misunderstand. I have.
But you haven't.
I've forgiven her. No, but I have.
Did you tell her that?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
You told your mother you forgive her for what she's done to you?
I told her that before I went to her and asked her to forgive me. I had done that some time ago.
Did you tell your mother that you forgive her for what she's done to you?
Yes.
You told your mother that?
Yes.
Why didn't you ask your mother for forgiveness then?
Because of the ways that I had allowed what I carried to affect me in a way that I had treated her poorly.
Did God ask you to forgive? Did God tell you to ask her for forgiveness or for you to forgive her for what she's done to you? Did he tell you to ask for forgiveness?
Yes, because it was the only way to carry forward.
Where in the Bible does it tell you to ask for forgiveness?
You tell me because I can't tell you.
But then how did you come up? Why do you say God said that then?
Well, because, and I'm not trying to be a braggart or anything, I'm going to talk to you like you and I are in the same room. Because I have to, in order for me to be able to carry on forward in the things that I have to do that he's asked me to do.
God never asked you to ask anyone for forgiveness. Why did you do that?
I felt like I needed to be able to carry on.
But
he
didn't tell you to do it that way, and you still don't have peace because you have not forgiven your mother for recreating you or her image. The reason you did whatever happened was because you hate your mother and you became just like her.
Because it's really hard because this is going to be a brief conversation between you and I. It would be a little bit more difficult if we were in the same room, we could hash it out. But let me just say this quickly. I recognize in her the same thing I recognize in myself and the same thing that I recognize in other women.
And did you notice that you became like your mother? You became wicked like your mother?
No.
You didn't? Well, how do you think you became black? You saw that your mother was wicked, right?
Yes.
And so you, and then you noticed that you act and became like your mother, right?
In some small fashions, I did, but and because so I was you able to recognize that you be, it, you noticed I beat that it you down.
Became, you noticed you became wicked like your mother, right?
And I beat it down. And you know how I beat it down?
No, stay with me. You noticed you became wicked like your mother, right?
Yes, sir.
So why didn't you go to her and forgive her for what she had done to you? She recreated her image. You became just like her. Why didn't you forgive her for what she'd done?
Because that was the questions that were asked, I had forgiven her before I had asked her for forgiveness. There was Why did you tell her that then?
That I forgive you, mother, for recreating me in your wicked ways. Why didn't you tell her?
Okay, now that I've said since she's passed on. I didn't say that then. I was immature and young and did not see that I was becoming like her. I was trying to fight against it so much that I didn't see it. It was a seed inside of me, a seed that I will not and had not let grow, because if I had, it would infect my son, and I couldn't have that because he has a right to be who it is he's meant to be, not part of me. He's a separate individual.
And so you don't have an anger anymore?
Oh, good night. No. So you No. The reason that I called you today
you never get angry?
No, not really, Jesse.
Do you ever get angry?
No, not really, baby. I'm telling you.
Do you ever get angry, baby?
No, honey.
You don't get angry, honey?
No, baby. Listen to me. I'm telling you the truth.
Have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from your mother?
Oh, yes, indeed.
You told your father that?
Oh, yes, indeed. My father and I were very close.
Good.
Our work, same with my mother. I was different than all my other brothers and sisters. My words flow freely from my heart.
And did you apologize to your son for crippling him?
Oh, yes. Yes. Because he has a whole life to live. He does not need the burden that I set on him. He's 20, honey.
How's he doing?
Beautiful man. He's a beautiful man. Let me tell you something about him real quick. Other people, it's amazing. When we're out, and not even when we're out, when I run into people and they're like, oh, yeah, I know your son, and I'm not going to tell you his name. I love privacy. It was hard for me to call you, but I felt moved to call you. I get so much from what other people say about him. What a good man he is, how helpful he is, how kind he is. And yet he is so true to himself. He's quiet, reserved.
Does he live with you?
He's at school.
He's in school?
Yes, sir.
Amazing.
He got himself a scholarship all on his own.
That's amazing. And I got to run. Thank you for your call.
I know you do. God bless and keep you. And keep doing what you're doing, sweetheart. I love you.
All right. Love you back. Thank you. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go back to Erica out of California. Erica, let's try it again. Go ahead.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
That's much better.
Oh, thank God. I'm going to be brief. My mom triggered I forgave her. I counseled with you since February of 24 when I found you through my son. And I was in really bad shape because my mom abused me.
You told her you forgive her?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I went to her door. I went to church. It was the last time I ever went to a church, Jesse. And I only go to Bond now because, you know, you go to the church and you're around all these people and they're, you know, it's hands in the air. You know, like you said, it's just not, it's like you're devil dancing. And it's like, and I tried to engage with these people and I felt all the, like, it didn't feel right. And I said, I need to go. So I go to her door. I hadn't talked to her in, you know, like 4 weeks because I had confronted her about molestation. And because my dad finally exposed some things that he thought. And anyway, very close to my dad. I look like my dad. That being said, she had just been going through breast cancer, and I had sent her evil texts. I don't do any of that anymore. I never do. Like, I don't let the devil take control of my phone.
You sent
my
your
heart,
mother.
My
soul, you say you sent your mother evil texts.
Right, and then I didn't talk to her for a while, Jesse. And then that day, I go to the church, and then I'm like, "This is junk." And because I had already counseled with you, and I was like, "I'm going to do what Jesse said. I'm doing it today." So shaking my boots, like you say, drive my car to her beautiful little McMansion, and I say, she wouldn't open the door, and her husband said, "You can write it down," and yelled at me, "Send her a letter." And finally, she came to the door. It was very aggressive, you know, more than one person aggressing at me. And she cried, and she was very angry, and it was like immediately evil was at in her eyes. I hugged her. I said, "I love your beautiful blue eyes," but I said, "I forgive you for everything. Owe me nothing. I don't resent you anymore. I will never, ever be upset about any of this anymore. And I forgive you for what's happened in my life. And I love you forever. And I may never see you again. And I'll miss your big, beautiful eyes." And then I haven't cried in so long, Jesse, because I've been so strong through God and through learning from you, because I'm constantly at bond. And, you know, I did the disagree, agree homework, and it was so powerful. But anyway, I don't want to talk a lot. But anyway, she calls and she goes, "Your sister's phone's been dead. My sister's in a van homeless in Tucson. She's 47. Well, I end up being a private investigator.
Your sister live in a, you said your sister live in a van and she homeless?
Yes, sir.
So if she's living in a van, she's not homeless then, right?
Right. She has a beautiful van packed full of junk.
So she's not homeless then. Why you say she's homeless if she lives in a van?
Right, you're right. She does.
No,
have
that
shelter.
Was a question.
Yeah, no. You're right. I mean,
no, that was a question.
Well, I get what you're saying. She does.
No, that was a question. Why do you say if she lives in a van?
So she's not homeless, but she stays in the encampments, I guess, if that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
Because there's nowhere. Yeah, because what happens is they don't let people keep their vans in parking lots and stuff, and the police remove you. So she's around that whole population, and it's like become her community, but she's on drugs, clearly. But long story short, I drug my dad into it, Jesse, and my questions are like twofold. You know, I stopped seeing my mom even after I forgave her, and I kind of, you know, not trying to listen to my thoughts, you know, just said, "This is the right thing," but we're so entangled. You know how families can get, and you think like, anyway, long story short, she calls me and says, "Your sister's phone's been dead. She could be dead. We don't know what's going on." So for the past 3 days, I put out like, it was cops. I called every phone number on her AT&T bill. I got Denny's employees, storage space people, everybody tracking her, CCTV. I became this private investigator. It's like 9 hours a day, full-time job, neglecting everything. And then my dad went down there yesterday and the day before to find her, couldn't find her. Then this Denny's lady calls me. She goes, "She's here." Yesterday morning at 7, I'm at the gym. I had my dad, poor 75-year-old man, rush down to her, and she's evil. And then he's trying to get her back to Colorado, and he's going to follow her. Well, anyway, by 6 p.m., from 7 p.m. to 6 p.m., he followed her around everywhere, being played by her. It was like we were both puppets to the devil, right? And we both agreed because he knows all about how you simplify everything. Anyway, long story short, you know, I feel like I know my question is, and your answer will, I don't know anything. I can't go back to my mom, but I did what you said and sent my boys, the big boys, out of the house.
And so your question for me is what?
So my boys moved in with her after I told them, you know, "You're old enough, you got to go."
They moved in with your
mom? They're living with her. Yes, it's so bad, Jesse.
How old
are
they?
So anyway, 20 and 22, and they're supposed, you know, they're working for her.
So your son left, they left your home, and you told them to move in with your mother?
No.
Oh, they moved in with your mother.
Yes, and she begged them to. So she's manipulated my sister, me, my dad, everything. I've forgiven my dad. My dad and I are like very very similar, very happy.
Let me ask,
jovial.
Because of time, let me ask. Why did you go looking for your sister?
Exactly.
No, that was a question.
No, and it's just because it's like,
I just don't want her to die.
Why? Why not? Who are you that you don't want someone to die?
I know.
No. Why did you go looking for her, and why do you not want her to die? Answer that.
Because she has his, because guess what? Her son's with my mom, too. And he's 11.
Erica.
And
his Erica. Number one, why did you go looking for her?
Because I love her.
Why? No, you don't. If you love her, you would not have gone looking for her. Why do you not want her to die?
Because she has a son and his dad's dead from heroin. And I don't want him to lose his mom, too.
And why don't you want that?
Because I feel like, what? I don't know. Like, her parents are all we have.
What does that have to do with you? Your sister, why don't you let your sister live the life that she want to live? If she want to be homeless, let her be homeless. If she want to die, let her die. You're not God. Right. Why are you playing God?
No, I know.
Why are you playing God then? And then you got your father. Your father's beta. Why is he listening to you with that kind of man? That's crazy.
100%. And that's what I need.
No, Erica. What's wrong with you that you're doing all this?
I do my phone per day and night, and I don't know what's wrong with me.
Why?
I'm sorry. I'm messed up, and I'm trying to drop my ego, and I really have so little anger anymore, and I'm not having nightmares anymore, and you told me about my nightmares that's the anger.
Why don't you just work on yourself and the hell with your family and the world? Why don't you work on you need to be working on you. You're screwed up.
Right.
Why don't you work on you?
I know. I try. I guess I'm just not trying hard. I don't want to try. I want to just give it to God and not control anything, and that's what
you don't want to do it to God. Why don't you just work on you?
Okay.
No, you're not answering the question.
I think I'm trying, but I'm probably not. The thinking is the why.
What made you go? Does that make sense that you would do private investigation and go looking for your sister? That made sense to you?
No, it was so horrible.
Why did you do it then?
I know. I don't know, Jesse. I got taken. I didn't even like it. It wasn't a thrill. It wasn't.
It was a thrill. That only you did it for the thrill of it.
It was painful thrills. It hurt. And I guess that's what she's doing.
And you love the fact that it hurt. That's a thrill. People love pain.
I hate it. I know. I get it. I know. But I want you to know, because of you, I don't use drugs, alcohol, anything. And I wasn't really. It was occasional pot. But I've changed so much. And I'm so much more present. So I want you to know, like, thank you so much.
Why are you crying right now?
I know. I never cried.
No, that was a question.
I don't, because I'm not okay.
No, you're crying because you're lying.
Right, she's crying. I know. I tell my kid that too. I need to buy that shirt. I need to wear that shirt all week until it stinks.
Yeah.
You're right. Thanks for laughing.
Hold on, Erica. Hold on. Lord have mercy. Well, we need you, Lord. We need you now. Quick break. One more hour to go. Hate news. And now the fake news is coming. 888-775-3773. Quick break. Back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Some serious mess going on in the world, including various things. For example, the U.S.-Canada trade drama is ongoing, and media and the U.N. are downplaying the damage to Iran, and now they're scaremongering about, like, Iran could have nuclear capability in a few months or something like that. The world, or they could at least get back started on it within a few months. On their nuclear stuff. And another escaped jail inmate has finally been caught. Wow. They're still on the run, or at least one was until recently. And the Russians are in Ukraine, the Ukraine. This is the end of hour two already of Female Monday, June 30th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now. Even during hate news, not fake news. And JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll also get to the Super Chats and some great stories in the third and final hour of the show today. After the J.C. Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com. And then after the Hake Report, American Anchor Baby. Very cool. No punchy TV today. I think we're doing those Wednesdays now. We did it last Wednesday around 2-ish. 2 p.m. Pacific time on Wednesdays. Is the plan. And also, Men's Forum is the first Thursday of the month. That's this Thursday, the 3rd of July, 2025 AD, 7 p.m. at Bond and Los Angeles. Okay? And then we will be live on the 4th of July in the morning. Okay? Live on the 4th of July as normal. And then Bond office is closed, but that won't affect most of you guys. But if you try to call, you may just get an answering machine after hours. The U.S. and Canada trade in a bid to restart trade negotiations, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. With the Trump administration, Canada announced Sunday they will rescind their digital services tax. Set to take effect today, it would have taxed online services from large tech companies such as Amazon, Apple, Google, Meta, and Microsoft, retroactive to 2022. On Friday, President Trump canceled trade talks between the two nations and blamed that tax, saying it was a direct and blatant attack on the United States. Following its latest tax decision, the Canadian government said Prime Minister Mark Carney and Trump had decided to resume trade talks with a view towards agreeing on a deal by July 21st, 2025. Iran. U.S. strikes on Iran last week that you heard about. They fell short of causing total damage to its nuclear program, says Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. And the Islamic Republic, also known as Iran, could start enriching uranium in a matter of months, according to the head of the UN's nuclear watchdog, the evil UN, by the way. Rafael Grossi's comments on a CBS Sunday appeared to support an early assessment from the Pentagon's Defense Intelligence Agency, first reported by Commie Nonsense Network, which suggested U.S. strikes did not destroy the core components of Iran's nuclear program and likely only set it back by months. President Trump decried the CNN story, claimed the U.S. attack set Tehran's ambitions back by decades. Whatever. And escaped inmates. Authorities have captured another inmate who escaped from that New Orleans jail May 16th, Antoine Massey, 33 years old. A serial escapee, most recently charged with vehicle theft and domestic abuse involving strangulation, arrested on Friday when on a rental property just miles from the Orleans Justice Center, where he and nine other inmates had made their brazen getaway in the weeks since they fled. That was a while ago. The police arrested nine of the fugitives. What? Oh, he and nine others. Okay, so he was the last one, I guess. Derek Groves, the last remaining escapee, is still on the run. Oh, what? I don't know. Groves killed a couple of people. Accused of them, anyway. Oh, no, convicted of them. In 2018, he pleaded guilty to battery of a corrections officer, too. you know, that's a prison guard, I think. $50,000 reward for information leading to Derek, spelled like our producer, by the way, D-E-R-R-I-C-K, Groves, his capture. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour. This is the third? Yeah. What the? Third hour of the show today already. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. A doozy of a biblical question. Really. For those who truly want to know themselves. And I've come to realize the hardest thing in this whole wide world to do is for a human being to keep the focus on themselves. Really. But for those who get on that path and you just go all the way, no matter what, your mind is made up because you're just tired of living the way you live within. These questions are for you, not for everybody. Leave people in their misery. Brand new biblical question. Are you a tumbleweed? Are you a tumbleweed? Are you? It's an amazing question. It's an amazing question. I gave out the phone number, right, Nick, to call in? Oh, okay. Are you a tumbleweed? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com. /show. And if you're out and about, running around, Hank has just confused me about how you can listen to the show after all these years. He's going to finally throw something else in there, and now I don't know what to do. It's hard on the black man in America. The white man always trying to keep the black man down. Now I don't know what to do, really. But anyway, you can podcast the show. If you're out and about, you can podcast the show. Or if you want to listen to the show as it is happening, you can listen to the show on your phone. iPhone, I'm still going to say iPhone. And phone. By calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday, and we take all calls, but every Monday, it let it be known, let it be written, let it be said. It is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. 888-775-3773. I want to go back to Erica. And Erica dealing with her sister issues, her son's issues, and her issues. Erica.
Yes, Jesse.
Why are you involved in other people's misery?
Because I feel like I have this weird trauma thing that I'm working to like ignore, and I ignore the people and I stay away, and then I get sucked in once I'm doing really good or something. And it's like all of a sudden, like I'm back in it. You know what I mean? It'll go months and then boom, I'll get a call from mom or dad, and they triangulate me because they're divorced.
You can't blame them for pulling you back in. You want to be pulled in. That's why you do it. Why?
Yeah. Okay. Because I'm listening to my thoughts and letting them take over and not being peaceful and present.
And why are you doing that? You know that all thoughts are all lies all the time. You know. You say you've been to the bar meeting or you watch it online?
Every week. It's my Sunday church.
Online?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yes.
So you know all thoughts are all lies all the time.
Yes.
You know that most human beings love being angry. They love judging. They love their misery. Why don't you give the finger to the world and just work on you? You can't help anyone. You can't even help yourself. Why don't you stay out of other people's lives and leave them in their hell?
And you know what's funny, Jesse? You're 100% right.
No,
that
was a question.
You're right.
No, that was a question.
You're right. I'm sorry, sir. What I do, I think it's just like so muscle memory. And I, because I've always been the one working, taking care of everybody and trying to be the man. And I'm trying so hard to be a woman and a
female. Why don't you stop?
Female. Because I am sick.
Absolutely.
And I don't want to be.
Yeah. If you don't want to be, then you would just work on you, take your eyes off other people, and just live your life. Let other people be miserable in their lives. If you want, you don't have to do what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, I 100% agree, and I have to say I knew that. I mean, I've been saying yesterday, and my dad, because of how much I've, sent him your... wonderful.
Where are your sons? Where's the father to the boys? The sons. They're not boys
anymore.
Well,
that's crazy. So he went to prison, but he's been out for 15 years. It was like a Bernie Madoff thing. He stole money from
people.
Do
they have a...
But they just saw him Father's Day.
Okay.
For the first time in
15
years.
So here's what I recommend because of time. You need to stay out of other people's business. Leave your sister homeless.
Okay.
If you want to die, let her die. You have nothing to do with that. It's not your business. Let her die. Let people be miserable. And you just live your life. You're responsible for your life only.
Yes, sir. And it's so stupid because I know it. And that's why I have the repetition and with you every day when I can, reminding me. So I'm sorry that I did what I did. And, it's like I'm asking forgiveness of God, but I already know He's forgiven me. And here I go crying.
Tell me why you're crying right now.
I'm so tired. I'm from doing all this evil work. Man, the devil has just made me so stupid and weak and tired right now.
Why are you crying?
because I haven't done what I need to do because I'm interfering in people's lives.
Why are you crying?
I'm lying.
You're lying. You love the thrill of crying. It's all about you.
Yep. Okay.
Do what you want, but I suggest you back away and leave people in their misery. And don't you judge them. Don't be angry at them because they want to be miserable. They have a right to stay in their hell. They're asleep and they can't help it. And you just work on you.
Yes, sir.
Don't go looking for your sister. Don't. If she dies, she's dead. There's nothing. That's what she wants. Every human being are getting what they want in their lives. And you and I have no business interfere with it at all. Still, leave your sister alone, your mama, and just work on you.
Okay, and last question. And so I have a job, and I'm going for fingerprint today, and it's near my mom's house. And my thoughts said, just go by and give your kids a hug, and Enzo, the baby.
What did we just say?
My sister. I know. And so that's why, that's the biggest, it's like, why am I getting pulled? So I'm not going to go there. And it's thanks to you, but I mean, I need to make it thanks to me being caring of myself. But I'm not going to go there, right? I can't go there. I don't need to hug anybody. See, there I go lying again. Oh, my God. So stupid.
What a mess.
I'm not gonna... I know, dude. I'm a tumbleweed. I've lost my route to God, and I'm just rolling around like a mess.
How old are you?
I'm 44.
Wow.
Grow up, lady.
When are you going to grow up?
Today, right now.
You
right now, Jesse.
You leave people alone. If people want to be angry and judgmental, they have a right. God leaves them right in their hell, and he doesn't miss a nap. He doesn't miss a minute thinking about it. Why should you?
Mm-hmm. I know.
You don't love them, and they don't love you, because if you love them, you would leave them in their hell and live your life.
And I guess the last question, I know you got to, I'm so sorry, is do you think the devil, maybe, I feel like I've been trying so hard or working hard, you know, that the devil attacks more and more as you're progressing, and that's part of it?
Yes, he will.
That's another lying thought.
He will. The more you work on yourself, the worse you got to get. But you need to, you recommend you do the silent prayer. Watch those thoughts. Don't blame. Don't be a victim. Don't blame anyone for what you feel, what you think, and the way your life is going, because it's going the way you want it to go. And just live your life.
Okay, sir. Thank you. I appreciate you so much. And you've changed a lot in my life, and it is working, and I know it. So I just got to get it together today, right now, just like you say in church. Like, stop, and I get it, and I'm so grateful for you, and I hope you, I was really sad when, I was devastated when you fell, and you said, what the, and you reminded me of Trump, because you're such a man.
What the?
Like, fight, fight, fight. You were like, fight, fight, fight. And I love you, I really do. You've changed my life, and it's been a year, but I'm going to continue to do your work.
Yeah, I love you back. Just work on your life.
Sorry.
Your sons are adults now. Forget about them.
Yep.
Your mother, your father, your friends, the world. Leave people in their misery. That in them, they don't want to be out. Leave them there, but don't judge them.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate you. God bless.
And, you too. I wish you well.
Okay. Bye, Jesse.
And stop crying. And you need that T-shirt.
Yes,
this is.
When I was lying.
When she crying, she lying.
Amen. I'm buying 5 shirts so I can wear it every day.
That's right.
Love you. Bye. You're the best.
Thank you
for all you do for all of us.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Right now. 888-7753-773. Why don't y'all do what you want, of course. Live in your hell. But why don't you just leave that? Just because somebody is angry at you and looking at you all crazy doesn't mean you got to participate in it. Wish them well. They are asleep. They can't see. And just live your life and treat people in the way that truth is treating you. Don't judge them. Really? Leave people in their hell. I don't care. Say hell goodbye to the world. But just don't judge. They cannot help themselves. Why don't you live that way? What's wrong with being free? What's wrong with being free? Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy, you're on the air.
Morning, Jesse.
Hey, Brandy.
I woke up early enough to call you.
Amazing.
Are you going to make us tissues now?
What?
So women, are you going to start making tissues? She's crying. She's lying. Tissues.
Oh, facial tissue?
Yeah, you know, like the old school tissues that you carried around. You can wash them. You know what I'm talking about?
Like snot rags?
Yeah, snot rags.
Oh, a good suggestion. Old school. Thank you.
Yeah. Crying, Amazing. She's lying. Tissues for women.
Tissue, please.
Yep.
Amazing. Nice idea.
Hey, I just hit my month of my business. I've been doing the cleaning business for a month, right, and I made $2,100.
Right on.
$2,160.
Amazing.
1 month into it. Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing.
So proud of
myself.
Month
have gone by that fast.
Yeah. I was beating myself up for 2 weeks. I only made $200, but, or 500.
But don't
but
be
the last
so
2 weeks.
Don't be so proud on yourself though, because if it slows down, if it doesn't, if it looks like it's not going to work, then you're going to be down again. You're going to be not proud of yourself, right? And then when it picks up again, you're going to be proud of yourself. Don't be either way. Just be.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just doing what you said. You know, whatever comes around, whatever comes to me, I'll just take it on.
Yeah.
You know, you said just do what's in front of you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
so
congratulations.
Just,
stay with it.
Thanks.
Stay with it. Stay with it. And don't be overjoyed or underjoyed. Just be grateful and do what's in front of you.
I'm very grateful.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Well, right on. Stay with it, Brenda.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. And I just wanted to say, like, last time I was talking to you, the reason I was mentioning the mom thing is I'm remembering when I was 12, that, you know how you say that the devil's in your mom? I actually recognized that when I was 12, and that's why I was, like, trying to remember. There's, like, pieces.
But it's time for you to move on from your mother. Forgive her.
Yeah.
She could not help herself. And then move on from that. Don't let the devil keep reminding you of that.
It's not necessarily the mother part that I'm, like, started watching it. It's the part that I'm seeing that you're right about the devil, even other things in my life. It's not the mom part. It's the part that I'm trying to remember that God was like tosses me in the saddle. Oh, you know what else I noticed too, Jess?
You trying to remember what?
That, like, throughout my life, I have had God, like, it's like the knowing that I was telling you about. It's not that he talks to you, that you just all of a sudden move over.
Brandy.
Yeah.
Brandy.
I'm all over, huh?
Yeah, you are. And your phone going in and out. Make it simple, because I got to move on.
Okay, so I understand.
You started to remember what?
So I've had, I don't even know how to explain it, Jesse. It's too deep. That's why I don't, when I talk to you, it's hard for me to put it into words.
But
I have
into
noticed
word?
That of God speaking to me throughout my life, not like verbally, but like the how we've talked about, all of a sudden you just know, like I've done the silent prayer my entire life and I just didn't even realize it. And I was asking God if what I was seeing was correct. And then your video popped up. This was 5 years ago, but I've seen like images, like, I don't even know how to describe it, but it's like a vision where I'll just be sitting there and then I'll have a vision in front of me, or
let that when that happens because of time when that happened, let that pass. Don't let the devil tell you that's from God and you have this vision about the past or about your parent. It's all lies. All you need to do is be aware of thoughts and emotions and don't call them you and don't have a conversation with them and don't call them good or evil or anything. You just watch them and cut out all the other madness.
Okay.
That's insane.
So bonus. Okay. I'll try to put it in words better because I think
it's insanity.
I'm going to have to do like a meeting with you on the side, like a therapy thing. So I can explain it better. And
we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. So
I'm going to call you.
Phone walk-in or what?
Zoom.
Anywhere in the world. Okay. Yeah, set up a counseling appointment because right now you sound crazy.
I think it will make sense if I have more time to talk to you. Okay. Bonus, and then I'll leave you alone, is that I'm doing the silent prayer even more so doing the cleaning business because I don't have anyone around.
Nice. So
I thought that was pretty cool.
Right on.
I'll talk to you guys later on.
You stay present, all right?
All right, I'm working on it.
And keep it simple, or don't be tripping.
All right, I'll explain it better in a meeting. I'm going to have to make a meeting. I'll have to call you.
No problem.
All right, I love you guys.
Love you too.
All right, bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Eric bought 3 coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Lily Gaddis on The Fallen State said, men today don't want to commit. Women that don't have sex out of wedlock are never lacking commitment, says Eric.
Amazing. Check out the Fallen State from last week. Every day you can podcast them all, but thefallenstate.tv. Amazing conversation with Lily. Check it out.
Very cool.
Thank you, by the way.
Jay Lynn gave a note on Cash App. We'll have to check that out.
Thank you. I'll check it out. Amazing.
NP on Cash App toward the $50,000. Thank you, NP.
Thank you, Pete. We're raising $50,000 and more to take us through the summer while y'all on vacation. So make sure you help get us there. However much you can give, I do appreciate it. We'll still be working while y'all out partying. What? Thank you.
Very generous as well as...
Yeah, thank you, Pete.
NP.
Oh, NP. Thank you, NP.
And Kenneth as well says thank you.
Thank you, Kenneth.
T. Smith, coffee, hearts.
I like coffee. Thank you. Especially Punchy's coffee at JesseLeePeterson.shop. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App. 5th grade girls arrested for murder plot. Oh, I think we have that in the packet, actually. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you, Anthony. Here's that story from The Independent. This is so interesting. I didn't know when my producer told me about this morning. I'm like, this is hell on earth. Hell is a mess on earth through human beings. Hell is on earth through human beings. Human nature is that of evil. Watch this. Who told you? That was Eric?
That was Anthony on Cash App telling about the 5th grade.
Speaking of that, Anthony, we had a story from The Independent. 4 students at Legacy Traditional School in Surprise, Arizona. I never heard of Surprise, Arizona.
I might have heard of it once.
Oh, Surprise. I never heard of Surprise, Arizona. Surprise! We were accused of planning to lure a fellow 5th grader in the bathroom, stab him, and forge a suicide note to make the killer appear self-inflicted. Watch this from Arizona Family. This is an amazing story.
Just end him.
That was the goal of a group of 10 and 11-year-old girls who surprised police say wanted to kill a boy at school. The motive? He's accused of cheating on one of them, so she wants him dead. The murder plot was simple. According to the police report, four fifth-grade students at Legacy Traditional School's West Surprise campus planned to lure a classmate to the charter school's outside bathroom and stab him in the stomach. And each girl had a role to play to get away with it. One would bring the knife. Another would forge a suicide note to make it seem like he took his own life. And someone would act as a lookout while the other carried out the stabbing. And to avoid fingerprints on the murder weapon, they would wear gloves. Documents say the friends came up with the plan during lunch and recess on October 1st. Legacy administrators worked with the school resource officer to investigate when students who overheard the plot came forward. The next day, their backpacks were searched and the suspects were individually questioned with their parents present. All four children were then arrested for threatening and disorderly conduct misdemeanor charges. The police report says three of the students showed remorse, but the fourth would smile and laugh while making excuses for their actions.
Wow. What kind of mind is that in the fifth grade?
People try to act like children are so innocent, 10-year-olds and 11-year-olds. I remember being 9, 10, 11. My classmates and I, we weren't that innocent. I mean, I didn't think to do what these gals wanted to do. But
I was about to say.
And we'd laugh about it.
I'm trying to think of fifth grade when I was in the fifth grade. Miss Bullitt was my teacher.
I had Mrs. Otter.
And
doxed.
I remember Miss Bullitt whooped me. I will never forgive or forget her. Now I'm saying, I'm just joking. But Miss Bullitt whooped me because I was afraid of needles. Beta! And they wanted to give us those shots, and I would cry, fight back. No, no, I wouldn't take it. And she sent me down to the principal's office, and the principal was like, you got to take those shots. And he whooped me. And then he sent me back to the classroom, and she whooped me. And then I took the shot. I was like, what a beta. I made a fool out of myself. But fifth grade, I was not thinking about killing anyone. I mean, how do you have that mindset in the fifth grade? But I understand evil now.
Because he cheated on her. They're dating and having like adultery, supposedly, as 10-year-olds.
And they're going to sit in the class, call to the report, and plot to kill him. Write a note, wear gloves. They've been watching too many mystery movies.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? Fifth graders. The devil's busy through human beings. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony. It's funny because the one girl, you could tell that she's the leader based on the way that she was smiling.
Right.
As they described and making excuses.
And that's amazing that she convinced those other girls to go along with that.
Weak.
Everybody had a role to play in it.
Yep. People follow the leader. Anthony says, Anna Banna says, oh no, alligator swamp prison. Back to the super chats, of course.
Nice.
And hey, those Haitians owe us some dogs and cats. Roof, roof.
There are no more dogs and cats around. Hide your dog who let the dog out. It just might be on the table for dinner. Thank you.
And Zit, the Bible says, if you seek your life, you will lose it. This is from church. And if you lose your life, you will find it. How come the black justice lady don't understand that? She speaks like she's seeking her life.
What's the black justice lady?
I'm not sure.
I don't understand the question, but you're right. The Bible does say that, but I don't know what you mean by the black justice lady.
Maybe Ketanji? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't want to guess at it.
Yeah.
Thank you, though. I appreciate it. Richie. Making clear.
Richie over on Facebook, good morning from New Zealand in church yesterday.
Good morning. Heard around the world by everybody. And they mama if you're black and their mama if you're white. Amazing. Thank you.
Simon on Facebook, Bond Rebuilding the Man Facebook. Hope you're feeling better, Jesse.
I am. Thank you.
Fingers crossed.
And to be honest with you, I was never feeling bad. That's the issue. I don't feel sick and didn't feel sick at all. But I do notice I've taken advice from a lot of people. And I've been eating a little breakfast in the morning, drinking more water, and I feel better. Energy. Back in a moment. Thank you.
Treasure Chest is opening on DLive and the scratch-offs on Pills.
Thank you. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax. All right, folks, welcome back. Announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com/thehakereport.com at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11, and you don't want to miss it. He ain't got that good hair for nothing. He's on fire. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. Check it out. Energy given to him by God. Amazing, huh? The American Anchor Baby. And the men's forum this Thursday night. If the Lord is willing and a creek don't rise. 4th of July on Friday. So happy 4th of July. Be safe out there. Those who are traveling. It's a bad time to be traveling, but okay. I wish you well. Be safe out there, all right? And don't forget, we got to raise $50,000 and over to take us through the summer while you're on vacation. Because some of you forget to donate when you're traveling. So give what you can to get us there. If you can get a whole thing or more, thank you. But whatever y'all can give, thank you. All right, go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate, rebuildingtheman.com/donate, or call 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND. Or you can mail it. And all those things you can do, you can mail it. Make a check or money order out to Bond, B-O-N-D. Mail it to Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. I want to go to first-time caller out of Washington State. Pierre, hello. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, I have just one question. So I am Italian. I just moved to America, and I see a video of you saying that Italians are Mexican. I want. Can you explain what you mean by this?
I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know. I've heard that, so I don't know. But I've heard that there are Italians who are black, half black and half whatever. And then I heard that they were white. And then I heard they were Mexican. What do you say?
I don't know. I've never been to Mexico, so I don't know if it's possible.
Are you Italian, right?
Yes.
And are you considered white?
I mean, it in a way, it depends if you're from the north or from the south, because the south is is a different origin, you know, ethnic.
So if you're from the south and you are Italian, you are white or not white?
I guess it depends who you ask. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, you are Italian. Do you consider yourself white or not white?
I consider myself Italian. I don't think of this other term.
Oh, I see. And so you're surprised. So you live in America now, right?
Yes. I just moved a few months ago.
Is this the first time you ever heard that there are Mexicans, white, and black Italians?
Yes, I've never heard this.
You never heard that before?
No.
Really? Haight told me y'all were white. Right here, Haight.
Who told you?
Haight. You know who Haight is?
I've said everything.
No.
The Italians.
You don't know Haight?
No, who is?
His show comes on right after my show.
Okay.
At the Haight Report. Make sure you tune in. And he's white. And he's the one that told me Italians are white. And he's here right now. Am I right, Haight?
I have told you that Italians are white.
I want you to meet Pierre.
Pierre. P-I-E-R?
Okay.
And so he...
Pierre Luigi, actually.
Nice.
What do you say?
Luigi. Pierre Luigi.
Pierre Luigi.
So what do you say, Haight? So here's Haight saying you're white.
Well, I have many times also said that Italians are not white, or at least not normal white, because of part of what he's saying is a lot of the time in the South, they're more darker toned because they're mixed with maybe Arabs and Africans or something.
And so
I'm Sicilian. Is this not qualify?
Sicilian?
The Sicilians are the ones that's supposed to be half black, right? Right, Nick?
They have some black.
I heard that too. Sometimes.
And so,
okay.
Do you mind being white?
For me, it's no difference. I only think of following the Catholic Church. I think of Christian. I don't think of a white, black, you know.
You're a Christian?
That's very white of you.
But you know, in Italy,
you're a Christian?
It's becoming... Yes.
And why are you a Christian?
Because I believe in Jesus.
You believe in Jesus?
Jesus.
Who is that?
Che demonios è eso?
How you say Jesus in Italian, Jesus.
Yeah. Let me hear you say it.
That's Italian.
Well, how you say
che
it?
Che demonios è eso?
Jesus.
Jesus is Jesus.
Oh,
in
Italian. You believe in Jesus.
Yes, but you know...
And do you have an anger?
No, of course not.
You drop your anger?
Of course.
So you never get angry?
No, never.
Oh, good. And how did you... Have you ever been angry?
The only thing that makes me angry is I see Italy is becoming a communist country, and I don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't either. What a mess.
Yes,
America is becoming a communist country. Why did you leave one communist country to come to another?
Because I think Donald Trump is going to save this situation. It's possible.
No, he's not going to stop America from becoming a communist country.
Is he communist?
No, he's not. But... He's doing an amazing job as far as making it safer in America, bringing back jobs, shutting down the borders, lowering the tax. He's doing amazing things, but he cannot change the hearts of human beings. And if you don't change their hearts, the country will still become a communist country.
Yes, you know, in Italy, the young people, they say, Porco Dio, it means God is dirty. They're becoming very evil communists.
That's amazing.
It's very bad.
How old are you?
25.
Are you going to run for office, politics here?
I don't think I can here. Maybe in Italy I go back. But
oh, yeah,
know.
You can't because you're not a citizen. Well, nowadays you can do it. They don't
oh,
care.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah. I appreciate your call, but so you are not white, but some of the Italian people are white.
Okay, if you say so, I take your word for it. I don't know.
So, what do you say, Nick? Say polo alla.
They say porco alla too, right?
Oh no, that is also Islamophobia.
Islamophobia, but. I heard the young Italians are Islamophobic that. A little bit.
Poco alami Islamophobic.
It means just how he said that there's Allah, right? Just how they say porco Dio, which is saying God is dirty. They're saying that to the Muslim God too. I heard so at some cases.
Is that true?
Yes, but it's considered very bad. You don't say it. It's not good.
Oh, amazing. Thanks for your call, but because of time, I got to run. Call me again, all right?
Okay, have a nice day.
You too.
Thank you.
All right. Let me go to Las Vegas, talk to a first-time caller, Jared.
Yes, sir.
You're on the air.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
Let me take off speaker. You hear me all right?
All right. You have me on speaker?
Oh, not anymore.
Okay, go ahead.
I called last Friday, and...
So you're not a first-time caller, then?
Well, I didn't get on the air.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
You were talking about anger and fatherhood and childhood last week, and I jotted a couple notes. And I struggle with my sobriety. I go back and forth with it. I have a lot of trauma from my childhood, and I just don't know if I am making... I'm entertaining some of the philosophy that I've gathered by following you recently. And by dropping, I've been using it like dropping my anger like a stone, like a physical thing. And you said that it helps you read people like a book, I heard you say. And I found that to be true. It's very interesting to me. But even in my sobriety, which is shaky a little bit, I kind of justify my anger sometimes. Or I don't mean to, but I do find myself angry and I struggle with it. I worry about people. I've also heard you talk about not worrying about people. And I do, I worry about my family. They're radical liberals, so I'm sure you can understand that. And I don't know how to fully drop my anger. I mean, I was abused as a kid pretty radically, and I am concerned about the people I love. And I guess I just wanted some confirmation and encouragement. If this is really truly what you think that I should follow, I like this new philosophy. I am a Christian. Is it true that I should just not worry about anybody?
What give you the right to worry?
That it's happening to me and I care about people I love.
And what give you the right to care about people and what they want to do and what and the way they want to be? Why is that your business?
I mean... I don't mean to be condescending in any way, so I have nothing but absolute respect for you, but I'm just going to, I think you have a son, right? I heard that. I'm a new fan of yours. I'm a huge fan, but amazing. Just want to say that real quick.
Oh, and
amazing. Thank you, sir. That you say you have a son, so don't you worry? Don't you love if they were going the wrong way?
Not
you
at concerned? All. They're adults
not
now.
At all. Huh?
They're adults now. As adults, they are responsible for themselves, not me.
So if my loved ones, by the same comparison, are headed for hell, I should just wave them goodbye?
Can you keep yourself out of hell?
No, sir. Only
so,
Jesus can.
So how are you keeping it? Why are you worried about somebody else going to hell?
Well, I feel like maybe
what good is it doing? How is it stopping them from going to hell? By you worried about it?
Maybe I failed to evangelize to them.
How is it stopping them from going to hell? You can't even stop yourself from going to hell. How is it stopping them from going to hell by you worried about it?
So what can I do for them?
That was a question.
Sorry?
How is it stopping them from going to hell, or even you from going to hell, by worrying about it?
It doesn't.
So why do you do it then?
I guess I don't know what to do instead of worrying.
You do nothing.
So if I love someone, like, how do I, if I care about them and I'm, you know, what do I do instead of worrying? If I, because, you know, Jesus saying that Peter be a fisher of men, how do I be a fisher of men without spreading love? Do I spread love?
If you love them, you would not worry. Worry is an enemy of mankind. It pretends to be the truth. It pretends to care when it's really hate. Worry is not of love at all. You hate them. You don't love them. If you love them, you would go and live your life and leave them to live their life in whatever way they want to. You don't love them. You hate them. And you pretend to love them so you can feel good about yourself.
I see. But do I not evangelize at all? Do I not spread the word?
You know, what word?
The word of God.
You don't know the word of God. You don't know the word of God.
What is the word of God? I mean, how do you know? I don't know. What do you mean?
If you knew the word of God, you wouldn't be trying to save anyone, nor it would be impossible to even worry, period, and especially about someone else, if you knew the word of God.
Well, I'll say this. I came to know God by people telling me about God. And right. Then I rejected it, but then I came around to it.
And so now you think you know God?
No. I mean, I know of God.
Right. So how are you going to spread the truth when you don't even know the truth?
Do you know the truth?
How are you going to spread the truth when you don't know the truth?
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I answered your question with a question. How do I know the truth?
How do you know the truth? I asked.
No, how do I spread the truth if I don't know the truth?
Right. How are you going to be a quote-unquote evangel, and you don't even know the truth? You don't even know God. How are you going to spread the truth when you don't know it?
This is very philosophical to me. I'm gonna have to chew on this.
No, that was a question.
Sorry, what was the question again? How am I gonna spread
How are you gonna spread? You said you want to evangelize to them or something like that, and you want to spread the truth. How are you gonna spread the truth when you don't know the truth?
Isn't Jesus the truth, the way, and the life?
How are you going to spread the truth when you don't know the truth?
Okay. That's fair. That's fair.
No, that was a question.
I know. I don't have an answer.
And so where did you get this idea you should worry about anyone? You can't save anyone. You can't even save yourself. What made you think you need to give one iota of a thought about somebody else's life?
I guess earthly sorrow, you know, secular reasoning. And
if you're a Christian, when will you overcome the world?
I won't. As a Christian, when will I overcome the world?
You said you're a Christian, right?
Yes, sir.
So how can you be of a Christian and of the world, too?
Is that what I'm being? Am I of the world and my concern and worry?
It's not of love. You think God or Jesus, his son Jesus, worry about people?
I think he did.
What?
I'm fresh to this. I'm new to this
you
idea.
Think
which
you...
I which is...
Go ahead.
I find you fascinating as well. I think you say very provocative things that are thought-provoking, you know? And, I mean, for example, you said, I think if I got this correctly, you said that, like, forgiveness, you can't forgive anyone, and no one can forgive you.
Right.
Because only God can forgive.
Absolutely.
But isn't forgiveness in the Lord's Prayer?
Right.
Like to forgive us as we forgive those
forgive
who trespass
me
against
as
us.
I forgive others, meaning as I stop judging others, stop hating others, stop being angry at others. I'm wrong. I'm playing right. God for doing that. He doesn't tell you to go and ask for forgiveness. And you don't. You apologize for being wrong. Anyone that has anger is evil, and they are wrong. And so you, and they judge. So you apologize for judging, and God will forgive you.
I see, sir.
As you admit you're wrong. But do you think, because of time, do you think Jesus or God worry about people?
I actually don't know. That's my answer. I would like to be educated on this.
So you think it's possible that Jesus or God would worry about human beings?
Well, yes, because he died on the cross. Wasn't that out of concern for all of mankind?
No.
Then what was it for?
It's to make you free from hell.
Okay.
Why would you say Jesus or God would worry about human beings? If they weren't, I mean, if they were, they can make everybody free right now if they wanted to. They're not, at least God could. He's not doing that. Why does it even make sense to you that he might worry about someone? Why are you worried about people that want to be in hell? Angry people want to be angry. That's why they're that way. Why should you give it any thought?
Why should I give it any thought? I think because I'm grateful that someone took the time to correct me when I was, you know, just kind of blasphemous and stuff, just by practice and hobby or something.
But you're still miserable. You're not free.
Okay.
Have you noticed that?
Yes, sir.
So you still blaspheme, whatever that is, because you're not free. Why don't you, have you forgiven your mother?
No, sir.
And so how will God forgive you if you don't go and forgive her? Because you have your mother's mindset, you have her emotions. Anyone, everyone born of the woman is have the nature of the woman, which is not her nature, is evil that made a home in her. You become just like your mother. That's why you think and feel and act like a woman. You have your mother's nature. You must be born again of the spirit of the Father. Why haven't you forgiven her?
Okay. She was a teenager when she had me, which I'm grateful for. Grateful for being alive. But I've gone through a string of fathers, and there's been some like murder attempts to some degree on me at some points in my life, and I feel that was kind of another reason why I called. I didn't know my father, and he didn't know I existed, and I didn't meet him until I was 30, and I went through a bunch of fathers in between, and I've been homeless, and she's kind of put me in harm's way, and I don't know how to. I love her, but I don't know how to reconcile.
And why do you say you love her?
The way a child loves their mother.
You don't love her, you hate her. Love is not a feeling.
I see, okay.
Why don't you forgive her? Because you all that stuff you just said, she did that because she couldn't help it. Somebody, her mother, screwed her life up. And she became like her mother. How will you ever be one with the Father, God, if you don't go and forgive your mother? If you can't go into her presence, you can FaceTime with her or phone call her. How will you ever be, how would God forgive you if you don't forgive your mother? How would you be forgiven?
Man, that's very interesting because, I feel like she's apologized to me at times. And I feel like I forgive her for a while, but then she does it again, and then I don't forgive her. But it's very similar to, like, I suppose, what I've done with God.
Do you realize you're wrong for being angry at her? It doesn't mean you got to hang out with her or anything, but do you realize anyone that has anger is evil, and they judge? Do you realize you're wrong for being angry at her?
Yes, sir.
And then
you're helping me.
And so why don't you forgive her? And don't expect her to apologize or anything. Forgive her so God can forgive you and make you free.
Thank you, sir.
Why don't you do that?
May I ask?
Why don't you do that?
I would like to commit myself to this idea right now. I appreciate it very much. I just would on the topic of worrying about, say, my siblings and other people who, you know, won't listen. Instead of evangelizing and all that stuff, you say not to worry.
You're evil for worrying.
What can I do?
You're playing God.
What can I do instead?
Leave them alone and live your life. Be an example, and that's all you need to be, the light. You can't do anything else. You can't even save yourself. Only God can save you from you.
So I don't have to pray for them or anything?
Just wish them well and live your life.
Okay. Man, Jesse, you're the man. I love you, man. You're amazing.
Oh, amazing. Let me know how it goes.
Thank you. I will. I'll call next week at some point.
All right.
Thank you. God bless you, Jesse. I really appreciate you, sir. You're amazing.
You're welcome. You stay. Work on you. Just work on you and forget about the world.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. I'm out of time already. Super chat.
Hey.
Super.
Harmony says, thank you, Jesse and Bond, yesterday.
Thank you. Thank you for your support.
Michael says, much love from South Carolina.
All the way down south. Thank you.
Paul, cursing in church. LOL.
What? What is this world coming to, huh? Amazing. Thank you.
John, no message. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Alphabet, the pain from dying is so unbearable. Satan got in me, got traumatized, scared to stay in the present because I started to identify with Satan's pain. I'm willing to die no matter what this time. Wish me well.
If you want to be free, you got to go through hell to get to heaven. The hell inside of you. Amazing. Thank you.
Marty, as usual, happy Sunday, everyone in JLP crew. Much love.
Thank you, Marty. I appreciate it.
Billy, just want Jesse to be well.
I appreciate that. And I'm fine. And a whole lot of people helped me along the way. Thank you.
Peter 80, thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship this side of heaven.
Thank you.
Stay with it. Stay with it and stay with it. Amazing.
Amazing. Thanks for helping make it possible.
Another from Alphabet. I just realized even the elect will be tricked by Satan. I once forgave my parents before I knew Jesse and got peace. One day I wake from my sleep and I realize I was awake. I went to church. In a week, peace was gone.
Amazing. Thank you.
Low Slow Flyer 77. Love your godly patience. I learned from this. Dropping my anger. Thanks, Jesse.
Drop the anger. Christ said, you don't have to be you any longer. You don't have to be you any longer. Amazing. Thank you.
David, thank you, Bond.
Thank you, David, for helping us to help others.
And I think we'll have to close out there. We'll have to read the rest later, guys. Thank y'all.
Thank you. Amazing. First time caller, Dorian. Right there. Dorian out of California. Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Charles out of Cincinnati, Ohio. And the caller just dropped. I am so out of time. Hank is coming up now. Bye.
Information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com. /stores and get Pudgy's coffee.
Thank you, J.C. Lee Peterson. Shout out for an excellent JLP show. Thank you, Anchor Baby, and Derek, the producer, and the rest, the Bond crew, helping to make it happen. The Hake Report is coming up next, guys. TheHakeReport.com.